We're going to turn to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mitzvah Shem next week, because it's a little bit short now, but I'm going to return to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. But this Nakuda that we were talking about the past two Shiurim, Musa HaProt and Musa HaKlolim, right? Do you remember? So I told you last week, we learned a little piece from the Chalban. The whole Sefer is on this Inyan. And so I'm almost finished with it. I only have time really on Shabbos a little bit. But everything in the Sefer is in this Nakuda. And so I was like going out of my kelim. I need to share a little bit more with the Chaver, that's you. A little bit more of what the Chalban is saying. But I can't pick which parak to do. So I'm like wasting so much time going of this one or that one, and now I'm wasting time talking about it. But I said, all right, let me just do this one, and then we're going to continue. We're going to come back and we're back and Moshe to this Indian more and more, because it's everything that's happening now in the world before Mashiach comes is this transition from Prat to Klal that we've been talking about in Meimarim. But we just have a few minutes now, so I thought let's learn this Torah inside, because there's an important Sad over here that wasn't brought out by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in the piece that we learned, and sorry, and it's important that we do it. So look inside. Gam hatnua hamatsuya b'dareinu. There's a very strong movement in our time. It's not an official movement. Organized movement, but the movement is Lubakoshas Hashlemus Haruchanis Shel Hayochid. The individual seeking his own spiritual perfection. It's a very big thing. Of course, learning Musa, and even when it comes to learning Chassidus, the person's trying to get a certain feeling of a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are all wonderful things. But what they share in common is Hashlemus Bakoshas Hashlemus Haruchanis Shel Hayachid. It's me against the world. Even Ben Am L'Chaveiro, it's the limudim of how could I be the best, nicest, and so on, with the most beautiful midas. It's about me. About me. How I relate to the other person. Or like somebody that was once talking to me for a very, very long time about himself, didn't stop talking, and I was just like for 45 minutes just sitting there, and then he realized that this is getting crazy, and he said, well, enough talk about me, what do you think about me? He said it as a joke. He realized that it was very one-sided. So enough about me, what do you think about me? Or Rav Soloveitchik's story of when he was back in Europe, he was learning the Beis Medrash, so upstairs there was a Musa room where the Musaniks used to go. And there was a guy screaming the whole morning up there, I'm worthless, I'm a nobody, I'm nothing. And Rav Soloveitchik said this over, and he was saying, I never met such a big egomaniac in my life. I am nothing, I. Is there nothing else except you? That's all there exists in the world, I the Lamdan. I the Tzaddik, I the Balmidas, I. Shlemus and Ruchnis of the Yochid. Now, having said that, she says, Ulimimush Atzmo, and to actualize oneself, to bring out one's Kaichas, of course, that's a big thing. He says, Einena Nesiga Meheruach HaKlolos. Einena Nesiga Meheruach HaKlolos. It's not. It's not a nesiga. That means it's not backtracking. It's not causing a setback from the Ruach HaKlolos. This is very important. I don't think I emphasized it enough, because Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in that piece didn't emphasize it enough. No one's talking about changing a total shift of focus from the individual to the Klal Yisrael. The work on the individual, on the self, it doesn't mean that you're substituting that or that you're turning your back on the avoda as far as the avoda of klolius is concerned. V'yeina ella tchilas tiftufim shel madrega ashirazu. Really, working on one's individual shleimus, being a person who cares about shleimus, about greatness. Those are the first drops of the madrega, of the higher madrega, of going beyond oneself to the klal. Ki kishiyavo ha'odam l'diyuk pnimi. Because the Chalban says that when a person is working very hard on diyuk pnimi, on tending to his inner life, his own personal inner life, and to be careful, ba'otzem nikudas haviyoso, and he's trying to nurture the inner essence of who he is, whether through Musar, through Hasidus, and through learning, and through Tikkun Amidus, he's trying to nurture that inner essence of himself. Himself, I, but he's trying to nurture that inner essence. Yimtza, he'll find, ki ein belibo eles am Hashem kulo. When you dig deep inside of the self, unless you're a narcissistic person, if you dig deep inside of yourself, you know what you find in there? When you get all the way inside, you find in the inner chamber, you find Hashem and Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, the entire nation. Yimsa ki'ein b'libo ella es Am Hashem kulo. A shallow, superficial person thinks about himself. Is that all? Or what do you think about me? That's all. A person who's looking for depth and meaning, even though initially it's about himself, but he's looking for meaning and depth, that search will bring him to Am Yisrael. It will bring him to the Jewish people, unless there's something unhealthy about his personality. It will bring him to Am Yisrael. Because in truth, the Chalban says, the deepest actualization of his own self, the deepest self actualization, eino ela chaye am sholem. There's no such thing as an individual self actualization of a Jew without connecting to the nation as a whole. That's what's unique about us. Every Jew is part of this organism, and therefore when you get to the essence of who you are, you will find that connection that binds you to the entire organism. That's remarkable. It doesn't pull you away from the people. So somehow all of these years of Golos that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was talking about, that we've been forced and we've just naturally drifted to this self-absorption, right? That's what we're talking about during Golos. That's what Golos is. Pieces, parts, not the whole. All of that is somehow, in a very deep and remarkable way, preparing us for the ultimate unveiling of Knesset Yisrael in all of her glory. In all of her glory. Self-actualization for a Jew means finding Am Yisrael as well. Mimush atzmi pachos mizeh. Lo yuchal lahaniach es levavo shomisha nishmas kodesh chakuka ba. Only true and intense self-actualization can satisfy the heart. Can satisfy that heart of a Jew in whom the nishmas kodesh is engraved. The holy soul of a Jew is engraved. You can't be satisfied without Am Yisrael. You can't be satisfied without Am Yisrael. Can't live without Am Yisrael. Lefichach, therefore, tovin shekol hatnu ha'ishis l'mimush ha'atzmi. This whole big thing of our generation, you know, discovering yourself, finding yourself. This became like a very big thing after World War II. That led to the hippies and the I generation, right? That's finding yourself. Lefichach Tavin Shekol Atnu Ha'ishis L'Mimush Ha'atzmi, this whole movement of self-discovery, self-actualization, Einena Megama Shonem His'Orvus HaRuach HaKlolus Klol, is different. It's not separated. It can't be allowed to be seen as something which is separate from this tremendous longing to connect to that Ruach of the Klal. Ki apri ha-mugmer shel ha-avsholos ha-yochid, the ripened fruit of the individual's growth, tia mitzias or chayev ha-amitia, ends with finding what? That true light of his life, shehem einam ele b'gdulas ha-om. A Jew who has reached this place of self-actualization, who has found himself, has also found that he can't truly be himself unless he's connected to Am Yisrael, until he sees the redemption, the salvation, the greatness, and the beauty of his people. The Goy Kodesh, Hamolei Ba'osheh Chayi Kodesh Adirim, the holy nation is filled with great holy wealth. Sheyivu as Simon HaNefashos HaNeshamos Kulon. Only that can quench the thirst of the souls. B'miloi u'besova me'or chaya olamim, to be fully satiated with the light of God Himself, only with connection to the people. Lo'or zeh, orgos kol haneshamas. It is this great encompassing light that all souls of Am Yisrael are truly seeking. Perfection of myself as a means of connecting to my people. The kol oid loitim se'ena menucha amiti zu, lo yechdu lo tnua sachipus v'akoshas eshtalmas ha'ishis. Until we've gotten there, these movements to find the self are not going to cease, they're not going to stop. Obviously, one's adam karv etzel atzmai, and therefore, since we're most familiar with ourselves, we seek naturally, and we seek the betterment of ourselves, and the fulfillment of ourselves. That's natural. But that's only a means of coming to that place within ourselves that is truly holy and is pure. Nishmas Elokim. And the Nishmas Hashem that's inside of a Jew is Knesset Yisrael, is Am Yisrael. Behekshe Zeroi Lohavi is Dvar HaNefloim Shal Rav Kook Binyin HaYishtakus B'Shleimus HaYishis Levada V'Zu L'Shem. So here's a piece from Aris HaKadosh, Chelek Gimel. Ha'odam tzorch leheicholetz tamid mimizgeroysov ha'protius. A person must break out, must free himself of his own personal confinement. Hamemalos es kol mahusa, that seemed to be filling his entire essence, the self. Acha kol rayonos of soivim tamid rak al dvar gairola haprati. This person is so confined in the self that all he could ever think about, all of his thoughts are constantly revolving around what's going to be with me. The gairol haprati. With me, that can be physically or spiritually. In a very, very simple person, that means physically. What's going to be with my pranasa? What's going to be with my what's going to be with my health? What's going to be with my, so on and so forth. In a more developed person, what's going to be with my ruchnis? What's going to be with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going to be with my learning, with my davening, with my mitzvahs? But it's all about my learning, my davening. So it was when you were less of a person, that was my money, my things. Now it's my soul, but it's still my. Well, everything revolves around, all the thoughts are revolving around the person's individual life, circumstances of life. This way of thinking drags a person to the depths of smallness. There's no end to the physical and spiritual suffering hamesuvavim mizeh that's caused by this obsession with the self. How much physical suffering and how much spiritual suffering. Like there was a with one of the tzaddikim. They say it from the Vidit Shuva, but it could be different tzaddikim. But somebody came to us and went on for like a half hour talking about all of his tzaras and how this is bad. And then the tzaddik said after the guy finished the whole soliloquy of his personal misery. So the Vidit Shuva said, "Yeah, but Baruch Hashem, by a lot of other Jews, it's very good. It's very good." So now that could be seen as something which is very insensitive. You wouldn't get like the award, you know, for Mr. Sensitivity. But the Vidit Shuva told him, just because by you things are not going well does not mean that the whole world is a bad place. It's so dark and dismal. You're looking at the whole world through dark eyes. The world is beautiful. Your problem is that your entire world consists of one person. It happens to be you. And since you're the single member of that club, obviously anything that happens to you is going to define the world. That's a horrible way to live. Many people live that way. That's horrible. That's oimek hakatnus. That's the depths of tininess, of smallness. Rav Kook says a person's thoughts and longings and his ideas should be given over to the bigger picture, the klolus. The klolus hakol. To that which encompasses everything. The klolus ha'olam. That which encompasses the entire world. La'odam. Man. L'klolus Yisrael. Mankind. Am Yisrael. Not just you. L'chol ha'yikum, even all of existence, all of creation, the animals and the environment and so on and so forth. These are all things that Rav Kook was concerned about. I think I told this to you once. That I remember years ago, I was teaching then, and across the street from where I was teaching, there was a swarm store I used to frequent. And there was, it was at that time, you remember when the rocket went up? I think, was it called Challenger?
Yeah.
It went up and it went up and then it exploded. So I was in the swarm store. I didn't hear anything. I finished teaching a class and I went to the swarm store and there were people standing in the swarm store all around the radio. There was a radio on, everybody was standing around listening. And I came and I asked the guy, he goes, "What happened? What's going on?" So they said, you know, the Challenger, what happened? It exploded. So there was a guy that was standing over there. And he said, "What's a big, make a big deal? A bunch of goyim blew up. A bunch of goyim blew up. Like it's the 4th of July or something. Some fireworks. A bunch of goyim blew up." And the other people looked at him like, Baruch Hashem, they looked at him like he's, like he is who he happens to be. I know who he is. Which is a person that's very, very, wrapped up in himself. So some of the people started to say, "You know, there was a mother of children on this? A mother?" In fact, there was a Jew also, two Jews. I think there were two Jews or one Jew. There's for sure. I know there's a relative of Shlomo Freifel's, a relative was on that. A cousin of his on that. He said that, but we were saying, these are mothers, these are teachers, these are human beings. A couple of guys blew up. No, hooray! These are not Palestinian terrorists. These are just nice, good people who are trying to really try to help America to do something pretty courageous. Akedekach, you see, Golus has in many ways causes us to shrink. Such a shrinking of a Jew. A couple of goyim blew up. Who cares? B'chol ha'yikum. You know how Rav Kook got so upset because Rabbi was walking to the Bayer Levine and Rabbi just wasn't paying attention. He picked off a leaf from a tree and Rav Kook says, "Oh, what are you doing?" And And Rabbi said, what did I do? You know, sometimes you're walking, you just pick off things. So Rav Kook said, why did you pull that leaf from the tree? So Rabbi says, well, so what? What did I do? So Rav Kook looked at him and said, Tzachias, it has a life. Why did you take away life? Now, if some person, you know, they're crazy people, that if it would be somebody else, but this is Rav Kook who said it, right? This is Rav Kook who said it. So I just want to finish the piece. Rav Kook is talking about in the other direction. He says that if you're a person that you're able to break out of your own self and think about the bigger things and the kloliyos, that will be part of perfecting yourself as well. It goes both ways. The stronger that one's way of looking at things in that general, broad, bigger way, the stronger it is. Kacha tigdal simcha, so will the person's joy increase. That's what the tzaddik was telling the Jew that was going over all of his misery. I have this problem, I have this problem, I have that problem. Because all you think about is yourself, and you have problems. If you'd be thinking about other stuff, not just about yourself, you'd be happy. Kacha tigdal simcha, and that would increase the light of God that's shining in his life. He would feel that. Because the shame malay, the whole name of God, only is chal on a world that is holy. He's saying a very deep thing. You know how a malik covers up kiyad al kais ka? Amalek is blocking the two letters of Hashem's name. That the Yudke and the Vavke shouldn't be together. The name of Hashem, when it's broken, when it's not whole, doesn't allow us to feel that connection, that joy. Rav Kook says, Ki shem malei chal al olam malei. A world that is, when the name of God in its entirety is chal, connects to a world in its entirety. When you only live for yourself, you can't connect to the, you cannot connect the entire name of God. When your whole existence is about yourself, then you're breaking Hashem's name into little letters and pieces. The name of God, which is the Shem Molech, is only on an olam, which is Molech, on a world that is full, that is whole. The Zohar says the Shechina does not come to a place that is missing, to a place that's not whole. The cave in the Ba'as HaChaser Apogim Leishayu, since the Shechina does not connect to a place that's blemished, that's broken, Ech Tishra Ba'asar Sha'akal Notel V'Chaser, how could the Shechina connect to you if everything is missing? All you have is yourself. That's the only thing you think about is yourself. Ve'ein Sham Kim Nekuda Dalu Metzar V'Afsis, all that's there is a tiny, impoverished little zero of an existence, which means just yourself. Shia protius ha'anoichis levati, which is the protius, the anoichis, the I. Vatvia hazois lios tamid nosnu b'yisayda klali. This demand of the Torah to constantly give oneself over to the bigger, to the klali. B'tzor de la'ela de bei chayekul. Everything is bound up in the life of everything. Hu yisayd nishmas tzadikim. This is how the tzadikim live. This is the soul of a tzaddik. Hamishalchem lefnei Elokim, who walk before God, who misangim al Hashem and delight in Hashem. Ve'em tzichim mischazik l'das es atzmus v'tzaynim shalei la'ozvay mishum meniyah shabaylam. And these two tzaddikim should be strong not to abandon their path of connecting to the whole and connecting to Am Yisrael. They should never abandon this. Rak tomid yigadlu yigadshu yifayru, just to strengthen it and sanctify it and glorify it. V'yizku l'birchaz Hashem. You say it about kol mikol kol, like we say in benching. When a person's eating, he's involved in nourishing himself, right? It's like the most selfish, private, personal thing you could do is you're eating. It means for yourself. But when we bench, we say about kol mikol kol. We bench about kol mikol kol. Hazonis olam kulo bituva. What's the difference? What do I care about? Hazanus Oilam Kulo Batuvo Bechain Mechesa. Well, I care that everything has what the main thing is I had my pastrami sandwich and fries, I'm done. Hazanus Kulo Bakol Mikol Kol. Later on in the Sefer, Chaban has a beautiful Torah. He speaks about Bikurim, the first fruits. And the whole ceremony, that was a big, big thing in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Not just the actual when you got there, but the whole mahalach of getting there. The whole Yishalayim, the streets were filled with people coming. It was a whole thing, big thing. And then we have in the Torah, in Parashat Kisavo, we have the Vidui Bikurim. Harami Oivid Ovi Vayed Mitzrayim Vayyoshom Seimat. The whole story of Am Yisrael. So the Chaban basically is asking over there, like, why do you have this thing that, like a Jew, you're just going to have some fruit, like why do you have to tell the whole history of the Jewish people? It's a funny thing, no? Just imagine like a guy sitting in front of his cup of tea, some proper Englishman, and he's looking at his cup of tea and he starts to talk about the history of the English people. And that brought me to this day, that I am able to now have this cup of tea. Strange, no? So the Chalban says, only a Jew has such an Indian. Harami Oivid Avi. When you have your little orchard someplace over there by Haifa, it had a good season, and you had a sweet little thing that came up from the ground, that God gave you a gift, the fruit. You can't just look at that as my fruit. That a Jew is able to have fruits, and he's able to go to Yerushalayim to be ma'atah, the shuk of Yerushalayim with fruits, and crown Yerushalayim with more fruits and more Jews. It's not just about my fruit tree. It's about the whole Am Yisrael coming to Yerushalayim. It's about the whole history of Am Yisrael. My little fruit tree is about the history of Am Yisrael. It's not just my tree. A Jew doesn't live like that. It's shahakol niya bedavar. Shahakol. It's big, big. Just my little apple, my little pear. It's my apple and pear that's coming to Eretz Yisrael after all of these years of what we went through in Golus and Bikesh Lovan, Lekos Akol, you know, the whole history. And Goyim don't understand this about us. You know, he used to make them crazy, Menachem Begin, Avraham Shalom, used to make the Goyim crazy, you know? Because every speech he gave, wherever he went in the world, he used to lecture them about Jewish history. They hated Menachem Begin. They hated him. He used to lecture them about it. He always made sure to include the Holocaust, which he knew. And which he survived. And he lectured the Goyim on Jewish history. And they went crazy from him. There are many things that they say privately, that now they have written up things that they said about Begin. Because whenever they would say to Begin, Mr. Prime Minister, we're going to have lunch. So then Begin would start to talk about how you think Jews always had lunch to eat. And then he would start to go into a whole, and then, oh no, here it is. And then Begin starts to go into what it was like in the shtetl, and what we had with the pogroms, the meat for 3 weeks, and all the guy was sitting there like, oh, I just wanted to have lunch. And here he goes, like Begin is off. Jewish history. A Jew can't live without that. Because my piece of pizza is after thousands of years, and it's Am Yisrael's pizza. It's not just my pizza. It's a different way to live. It's Am Yisrael's pizza. Hazon is oilam kulo b'tuva b'chem chazorach ba'kol mi kol kol. It's not just my pizza. It's Am Yisrael's pizza. And Am Yisrael's shepherd Nach said, there's a Jew that's able to have a piece of pizza and enjoy it. Just make a good bracha. It's Am Yisrael's pizza. That's what it means to be a Jew. It's cool. Okay. So shall we continue?